Holland, and I'm with Monty Design. And right now, I am on my way to Maryland for a meeting with a client. But I wanted to take a few minutes and chat a little bit. And this is kind of a informal grouping of thoughts on the subject. But what I wanted to do was spend a little time and kind of explore the concept of what is a test and evaluation program. And I think there's, when you think about how a product is or becomes known, there's several ways. One way, of course, is just sheer force of dollars, and that's through advertising. Another way is through referrals, word of mouth. And then another way is through your reseller network. And so, or your sales channel. And so what I want to kind of concentrate on is the second one. You know, with advertising yields results. In some cases you get 10 times your money back. In other cases you don't. And in some cases you break even. And so advertising is kind of its own art form and science. But the one thing that you can drive and that has really changed over the past few years is referrals. And so when you think about a referral is some of the best advertising you'll ever get, because it's someone telling someone else, hopefully it's someone they trust, that they should look at or buy or use your product. Before the internet, those may have come in newsletters that were mailed out. They may have shown up in books. They may have shown up in some sort of a testimonial in a paper. But it was definitely a difficult proposition to get a referral or get a network of referrals going. With the internet, one of the things that's kind of risen up is the opinionated user. You have websites like Yelp that actually give people a voice in a forum, eOpinions. These are websites that are specifically aimed at giving the consumer or the end user a voice to a larger audience. So these online reviews can be a mixed blessing. They can be a social media nightmare, as Domino's Pizza found out, when you have a video go viral that throws your company in a bad light. Or they can be a very positive thing. One of the things that I do when I go shopping is I look for referrals. I look for people who have on the internet given what I perceive to be, based on some criteria that we'll get to in a second, an honest review of a product. And if I can find that honest review of a product, then all of a sudden it makes me much more inclined to buy that product. And I think that's true of a large percentage of people. I've seen different numbers, but the number of people who now go online to look and search for reviews is just staggering compared to a few years ago. Now, of course, that also, as I'm talking about this, I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder how many places we've encouraged online reviews of Monty Design. We got an account on Yelp. We set up our account through Google Places. But I don't know that we've actively encouraged reviews. That's probably something we ought to do. So when it comes to Monty Gear, we actually do go out and actively solicit those reviews. Like I said, I'm kind of kicking myself as I'm thinking about it, going, I need to do a better job with Monty Design. And so we solicit reviews in a few different ways. One way is that if you buy a Monty Gear product, at the end of the quarter, we're going to send you a survey that asks you what you thought about it.